And also like some fella, you know, big issues. I think some fella issue weight fella talk about him during lecture bleed fella earlier this week, you know, said many lo customary lano same. So what now same seem understand throughout time history, yeah, people maybe benefit to much lo customary land in modern times or somehow nobody serve ways where the people or landowners serve make good use of customary land look at the using for or using for development.
Okay, two things for this one. One is perhaps a very academic discussion, but by me thought way out for you me thinking around him. Yeah, time planned to you me talk about him customary land as an impediment to economic development, and you me look him law language blow not only our people but language blow okata aid donors and okata we push for registration. Yeah, or usually assume that customary land is the problem, but me like challenging me for think. Whether it's development approach that's the problem, that there is nothing wrong with customary land, but there is something wrong with the way in which we approach this was something you may call him development there. Yeah. And I'm something where for you may need to think about him. The second point now is that time you may talk about him land, a lot of people immediately think of the state as the power over more land. Yeah. But at customary land, yeah, him lo hands blue you may people there. Yeah. And so governance mechanisms within communities now have been important for regulating how you may access him and use him customary land. Let me take one example where actual development will take place inside the customary land or some development projects take place. Suppose you look at outgrower scheme, lo oil palm law, you meet the Gipolia. This is on customary land there. Yeah? And so there is a formal informal arrangement between land owning groups for planting oil palm lo land blogata, and then for work with him GPOL in terms of ensuring that production him follow standard block company. So I'm giving an example of where you miss have use him customary land for purposes of economic development.
Yeah, no, exactly. Thank you, Dr. Tara. And just, you know, some fella, you know, I think past years, you may be several provinces, believe me, been send them out, you know, some fella, you know, leaders for studying, you know, experiences and lessons from other countries, especially, you know, Fiji. What in my opinion, if you think of more, you know, other different provinces in the country should do him something and get to know more about land issues and experiences from other countries, as you mentioned earlier.
Me serve as me tell him earlier, me aware that at least three full provinces, believe me, sending people go to Fiji. But me no serve able for comment because me no cite him now. What now report blogata and what not learn him from and how now about applying when him what learn him yeah, locase blus you me lo Solomon Island. So in the absence of that, him really difficult for say whether you may learn him anything or no more, except for serve that you may send him delegations go a lot places. Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Tara. I think you may get someone on the line. Hello, is that you see? Hello, you are there?
Hello, yes.
Yeah. Name, please, and what my question, please?
Okay. Me like for, I mean, good for him to for post premium. Talk about him this land system, lo yung niya. One something we like for ask him no more, since this lo government yung kama with him this land reform. Unit or what name is called him before, but that's on him now coming to him, you know, looking him no fully. This time, yeah, what me looking him causing many development low country blame me is a land issue also, yeah. Him law, law system law, white man or foreign, to come with him no more. We have got call him secondary and primary right here. Yeah. Under law, this for land acquisition. But system blow you me before come, land him no blow. Him blow tribe, whether you female or man, you me must carry equal rights inside law land. So, this one, how no government him come, I mean, what to come up with him? Because if you me like him land, make him knowing one him jealous, whether you female or man, you will equal rights. You must carry him, not this system where God him share him, land him blow. Trap now and give him potion for trap. Him no blow one for a man or organization inside lot trap. But this was system this time, yeah. Time me put him primary and secondary red. Time me say, oh, you man, yeah, you now you lead, you woman, you second. So him no more causing what the problem, yeah. So I think we lack for doing this land reform system and changing this system. We system, original system, where you migar him come before even anyone of the house him come from any land, I come him stay inside lawyer. My, you may bless him, yeah. So land him before you may bless him others. And the little system this time, yeah, no more.
Must be
so what now? Government him come up with him this time. The land reform blocket. And let me like ask him.
Yes, thank you. I think you raised some important point. In terms of the idea of primary and secondary right there, okata ideas were him introduced. I think him first start introduced around 1920s, yeah, by one of our commissions called him Phillips Commission. Then 1950s, idea him come up, and then today he may use him as part of ideas planning to do with him land tenure. And to follow ideas here, yeah, primary and secondary, usually him create him now what you may call him exclusive, or in other words, you, me kind, or same him divide him, you, me. But as you say, in terms of customary land system, let me have all about relationships, yeah, between how Yemiot individuals connect. So the current system, in fact, have actually it's about creating the idea of being exclusive, or you, me, in terms of the different rights. And then the process of registration, actually privilege him now, this whole idea of ownership, and then have exclude him now. Other lesser rights, whereas in custom, all these different rights here, him, you am part of the package, and no one is actually excluded from the customary space. Now, in terms of current idea below government here, it's really just about recording current information when we get around with him customary land, and then move in the process of registering land, which is basically identify who now or the landowners, and then give him title locat, which by eventually by creating the idea of being exclusive.
Thank you very much, Joe. The other thing now is that I think time you may story about him or something. Yeah, you may as Solomon Islanders need for conscious Lord languages where you may use him. Yeah, you may often use him or language blood white man or some tribe clan. And also primary rights, secondary rights, as though Ot Barva described him now what is out there. But actually, Ot languages just sometimes create things rather than describe them. So you mean it for careful Ot languages where you may employ him for describing or something else. So first thing now, yeah. Second, now me like for reiterating one him Joe him tell him, yeah. Lord customary systems play you me. There are complicated layers of rights here where he exist, as me mentioned him earlier on, that we are talking about different rights where he intersect, he layered upon each other, the right of ownership, the right of use, the right to access, the right to dispose of land. And so there are many different rights that intertwine and exist in parallel. And therefore, he complicated situation here. Time you may move him come lot today and you may register him land, you may take him that very complex relationship and you may reduce him down to ownership. And related to that is the fact that time you may talk about him land tenure, we are actually talking about relationships between people there, not land in itself, but relationship between people where he may then written onto or layered onto land. And so how you may access the land there, him depend on relationship between people, yeah, that they him determine him who now him got him what kind right to that fellow land. So important for remember him that one. The third issue you may need for remember him now is that time you may register land, yeah, we are turning land into properties. And property rights is the most fundamental thing in capitalism, that you need for got him clearly defined and secured property right, so that you can then sell that right to other people and create in profit. That is the most fundamental thing to capitalism. And so the process of registration is basically a process of creating property rights out of land below Yumila Solomon Islands. So I'm something for you to think about him.
Thank you, Dr. Tara. Bayumi Garam Samal Line. Hello?
Very good morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Okay. Question or comment, Blue?
Okay, me like for comment normal law, especially law, solar lands title act, yeah? To experience the lots of land law, Solomon Islands will come through very hard time, especially number one law, the solar PE, yeah? I think law act here have need for Lulu good law, no giving power to Muslim law commission of lands for transform now with the PE titles here. Narawania, every PE should be transferred to every original landowners. Make sure any landowning group where he may buy or this solar PE, yeah? There must be original landowners from that particular land, and him not involved with him, any other organizations or any group where he may be involved where make him hard time for you anymore. Me look him this one from experience. I think this one him cause him stuck a fraud, especially the transfer of PE titles, and. People blow you me over the face in very hard time for getting back, for rectifying back for the titles here. And Akiana him a straight. At the time him no straight, time commission him got him power over him. Him got him power for transferring over the titles here. And use him on discretion blame for passive. And all people blow you me suffer for rectifying back. And I'm always go law court cases and legal implications when happen law transfers. Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, thank you for comment, Blue. I think one very interesting something is the Lands and Titles Act is actually just a tool or instrument for facilitating a process. Or got the human beings now driving the process, and most times it's the issue with actors where or got the driving process or involved process in it have become an issue, not so much the actual instrument or the actual tool for changing the landholding arrangements.
Well, you listen, law is IBC and law this fella morning and of course approaching afternoon now too. Me fella wafa panel law here with them to fella academics. Blow you me, we're fortunate for come and be part law this fella morning's program on this IBC talk about them bar of important commodity or one fella issue where it's been concerned blow me for quite a long time, maybe time independence kasem this time, but by him minus what time na baba I am finished, but at least to fella share him some fella light for you me make him you me think seriously about him. Since to fella say a little bit time stop for you me take him some for questions, but you me take him one for caller blow you me on the line more of this fella time. Hello. Yes, IBC.
Yeah, hello, Nemblo me, Jeffrey. Happy Easter, you fella. Me just listen no mas me drive lo truck. Just one very important point, Dr. Tara Hemi put him out, and me just like for, because we are looking for a solution that them shoot him the development process that them happen on Solomon Islands this time, yeah? And one sentiment I'm mentioning now is them say, if land is an issue, and then development should tailored towards maritime now, that system where he complicated already, Loyumia. And just now, I'm just mentioning that, just forgot, this fella, the process of registration for this one is towards capitalism, which is the intellectual property rights. Now, me just like posing one for a little bit suggestion, will you know more, doctor? How would you think that these two scenarios will best suit this current situation that you may face in Solomon Islands? Same number, thank you.
Thank you very much for question, Blue. I think a number of things. The first is that, as me mentioned him earlier on, a lot of these issues are governance issues and governance over land. That's the first thing. And at the moment, you may look state as the power where him doing that one. But you may must also realize that 80% of the land is not within state purview. Yeah? Customary land, yeah. And so maybe working with communities to work out how Okotas have come up with them community governance over land and how that one, what by him it look like. The other thing is a bigger issue where him need me for think through a little bit more, and that is our approaches to development. I know that's a big issue where you may need to talk about him. At the moment, our development approaches are geared towards investment by corporate entities from outside, and you may think that that's how development by him may take place. And there are good reasons for that, because it come inside the country with him big dollars, where state him need him that for Seleni in order for him provide him services or some school or the road him go to him and or something or some. So the state needs that. But at the same time, you may look local or how now you must have approaching development from a community-based level. Let me give him one example. And this one, I ought to coffee farmers in the middle of Gwale. And so I ought to call him the Labuhila Coffee Association. And so I ought to register land blood, but they are producing coffee and exporting it using community blood celebrate no more. So they form an association or to register under Charitable Act so that him enable him for opening a bank account. And then or to go ahead for doing coffee production on their own land. And or to use him that one. Him may not bring him in income in the same way as Jipol, but him bring him income where him may influence him livelihood blood people lot places, yeah. Yes, or to struggle because having access to transportation for taking product come to Honiara, have a big problem block at that. But that is an approach where have a local community based rather than big corporate entity approach to development.
Just for add on normal comment, Tara, is the current minor frame blooming in terms of development is it's more about receiving rent. So what happened is landowners are not the engineers of development. Most landowners, it's just about getting rent or royalty from land blocker. And you need to try for change him now, that kind of mentality.
Well, they had him go now to follow, you know, academics blew me come to my studios for discussing you know, some follow issues where relate to land and also some follow ways for pushing me forward, low side low development, where you see Mogata lands for me. Well, again, listeners, I think time him Barava catch up with me a lot this fella time. I think Plandali fella got him stuck a question, but unfortunately, you may get a little bit time problem. So once again, Dr. Tassis?
Yeah, me just like to say Easter greetings to every listeners lo here in Honiara and other places. And all the issues here are complicated there. So you may go ahead story around him and hopefully by you may come up with him something whereby him good for country.
Yes, thank you. Happy Easter lo everyone talk lo Honiara and all the other places, lo other provinces. It's important that you may continue for talk about all the issues here and finding ways where and by beneficial, or you mean everyone as landowners?
And I think it's important for Save too that me and Joe Mitwal no got an answer to all the issues to land. What Mitwal hope for doing now is for starting this for talk story with you, yeah? So that you fellow go ahead for talk and you may find him way forward.
Well, there you go, listeners. I think him no my garam time for this fellow time. If you happen for tuning come, thank you to us for listening come and. Until next time, by you may sit down more with him. You follow this one. And once again, happy Easter, Louis Fala, everyone.